Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com. And with us today, we have Trevor Black, a solutions architect for BlueSnap. Welcome to today's podcast, Trevor.
Thanks very much, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Sure. So, Trevor, it's no secret that online shoppers are on the rise. However, most online shopping carts still haven't gotten the message as conversion rates continue to be subpar. So what advice might you have for retailers looking to improve conversion rates and stop shopping cart abandonment?
Yeah, that's a good question. It seems that a lot of online retailers really don't know who their customers are. I think it's important to identify where the customers are coming from and then make certain, since you're selling globally when you sell online, that you present the right languages, the right currencies, and the right payment methods. Many retailers consider Visa and MasterCard to be sort of the world's payment options, but that's not really the case. So I think it's important to identify where those customers are located so that you can speak to them in their language and offer them the payment options that they'd be most familiar with. I think that's a big one that can improve your conversion rates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So according to tests that BlueSnap has conducted, branded checkout has a 30% higher conversion rate than generic checkout. Why is that?
Well, it's really about your brand. A lot of people spend a lot of time up front on their websites and even their product pages promoting their brand. But when it comes time to actually check out, they oftentimes send the shopper into some generic shopping process that oftentimes isn't optimized for the consumer and oftentimes doesn't carry in the merchant's brand that the customer was used to interfacing with. And so at BlueSnap, we focus on helping our merchants customize the shopping experience, make sure that their brand matches, not only during the checkout process, but even in the customized emails that are sent after the fact. And it really is something that if you're using a generic process, I think you do some damage to yourself in decreasing the sales rates.
Okay. So most mobile payment systems still have a limited ability to offer couponing, or they require too many steps to check out and lack flexible payment models. How can BlueSnap help bridge that gap?
Yeah, well, one, we have a pretty robust coupon system that merchants are able to take advantage of, and they can do that as part of our Buy Now page, or they can do that on the mobile checkout page, or even via the API. And our mobile checkout is optimized to reduce the number of clicks and the amount of information that the customer needs to supply in order to place an order. And we make all this available through kind of a control panel, if you will. We call that the Snap Console. So it allows the merchant to take advantage of that that tool set with very minimal fuss.
Okay. You recently completed a guide that helps companies maximize revenue in 10 steps. What feedback has the guide received so far, and what tangible benefits can organizations expect after applying the 10 recommended steps?
Yeah, well, we've received very good feedback on the guide. We give this to all the merchants who sign up with BlueSnap, and we take a consultative approach when we're working with them. So it's not just a cookie-cutter situation. Some of the merchants are quite good at understanding what leads to conversions or drops in conversions, and others are very much in the dark. So depending on where a merchant is, obviously the more in the dark they are, the more we can take advantage of a number of these steps to increase their sales. It wouldn't be unusual to see a merchant increase their sales by, even doubling them. By offering the right languages and the right payment options and the right currencies if they're not doing so today, and if they have a fair amount of traffic outside of the United States. And for others, even, offering things like subscriptions and improving their offerings with coupons and upsells are some of the things that we can do in addition to items listed in this 10 steps guide. So we're glad to speak to people and to help them out.
Okay. Just one last question. For a merchant to implement these steps, would it be a costly process?
It's not really. A lot of the burden is borne by BlueSnap. So when a merchant signs up with BlueSnap, as I mentioned, there are many sort of point-and-click options that are available through the Snap console, where we've kind of already employed the best practices, and all they really need to do is take advantage of them. So there's a very low sort of cost to taking advantage of implementing these items, and a really big payoff in many cases.
Well, Trevor, I really appreciate you talking with us today, and good luck with your program.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that, Jeff. Nice speaking with you.
Nice talking to you.